You're listening to the WGXC News. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Lisa Harris in the Watershed Post reports that the DEC is recommending several changes that could affect fishing in local streams, including the Esopus and Catskill Creeks. The agency announced Friday that it is proposing a ban on fishing in Catskill Creek from the Route 9W bridge upstream to the dam in Leeds from March 16th through the first Saturday in May to protect spawning walleye. The walleye season officially opens in May, but early poaching has been an ongoing problem on Catskill Creek, and some local anglers have called on officials to close the creek to all fishing in early spring. The DEC is also proposing limiting the number of trout caught in a stretch of the Esopus from the Shandaken Tunnel to the Ashokan Reservoir. The agency is proposing a daily catch of 5 fish with no more than 2 trout longer than 12 inches. Read the DEC's proposed changes at the Freshwater Fishing Rules in DEC. The link on the WGXC newsroom at newsroom.wgxc.org. Tom Casey in the Register Star reports that the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation plans to dredge and clean up a section of the Hudson waterfront and is seeking public comment on their plans. The DEC holds a public hearing at the Hudson Area Library at 6 p.m. February 28th to discuss its, quote, proposed remedial action plan, unquote, to excavate, dredge, and dispose of contaminants at the Water Street Manufactured Gas Plant site in Hudson. National Grid needs to remediate the site, quote, to a level that is protective of public health and the environment, unquote, to the satisfaction of the DEC and the New York Department of Health. National Grid and its predecessor companies contaminated the site operating the gas manufacturing plant through heating coal from 1853 to 1949. DEC is also accepting written public comments through March 19th. Questions can be directed to project manager Anthony Carwheel at 518-402-9662 and the site-related health questions to Maureen Shuck at the State Department of Health at 518-402-1860. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Today is Monday, February 20th, 2012, and it is President's Day. Lots of government offices are closed. Daily Freeman has a roundup of local closings. Amtrak is on a Sunday schedule. The banks are closed. County offices and federal offices are closed, as is the financial markets. Green County Transit has no service. There's no mail delivery. Metro North is on a Saturday schedule. The schools are closed, and Trailways is on a holiday schedule. In addition, most local schools are on a winter break this week, so they're closed not just today, but all week. The National Weather Service predicts for Pearling it will be sunny Monday with a high near 40 and a low around 19. The forecast for the rest of the week, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 45. Tuesday night there is a chance of showers before 1 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. Wednesday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers, chance of rain before 1 a.m., then a chance of snow, cloudy with a low around 30. Thursday, a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 48, low around 33. And Friday, there's a chance of rain and snow showers, cloudy with a high near 47. Today is the third Monday of the month, and there's a town meeting in Athens at 6:45 p.m. at Town Hall. Austerlitz, the Comprehensive Plan Committee, meets at 7 p.m. Canaan, the Planning Board, meets at 7 p.m. Greene County, there's a 6 p.m. meetings of the Government Operations and Finance Committees and party caucuses at the County Office Building at 411 Main Street in Catskill. In Greenville, the town board meets at 7:30 p.m. at the town offices. And sunrises at 6:45 a.m., sets at 5:35 p.m., moon rises at 5:40 a.m., and sets at 4:39 p.m. Yesterday, the Dallas Mavericks lost to the New York Knicks 104-97. Jeremy Lin scored 28 points. Tonight, the New Jersey Nets are at the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden, 7:30 p.m. on YES and MSG. And tune in to WGXC today, Monday, February 20th, for Roots Runners Rhizomes. Call in with health questions at 518-828-0290 at 3 p.m. on WGXC. And from 4 to 6 p.m., Sarah Kendall and Noah Reibel host the WGXC Afternoon Show with news about Greene and Columbia County at on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Agra. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you heard here. I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News.